Welcome to the broadcast here on January 1st, 2024, the day of the Gregorian calendar New Year as established by the Jesuits and particularly Christopher Clavius. Brother Eric John Phelps, welcome you to the broadcast here at 24/7 World Radio, live and direct here from Newmanstown, Pennsylvania on this January 1st, 2024. This will be a short broadcast today with regard to the Jesuit Order's Gregorian calendar and how it is a part of their quest to reduce the world to complete and total Jesuit political rule. And part of that political rule is to put all nations under this wicked and sinful Gregorian calendar. This is part of the devil's mystery of iniquity. As a Jesuit order is the forerunner of the Antichrist, it is a massive secret society controlling all the other lower secret societies, which purposes to bring the final Pope of Rome to world power, that he will be slain with a sword, Revelation 13, 14, that he will come back to life, the man will come out of the abyss, his soul and spirit re-inhabit his slain body, and Satan at that time will be cast out of heaven, according to Revelation chapter 12. And when he's cast out of heaven, he will inhabit or possess the body of the slain Pope, then risen from the dead. And it's this man-beast, very man and yet very God, Satan God, possessed of Satan in the devil's quest to duplicate the Lord Jesus Christ as he was very God, very man. This Antichrist then to rule the world for 3.5 years, from the middle of the 70th week of years of Daniel to the end, when the Lord Jesus Christ will return in power, and then establish his millennial kingdom on earth for 1,000 years. We now read from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 through 10. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked, namely that wicked one, be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, or judged damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So, this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 through 12. This is the mystery of iniquity. Satan rules his kingdom, pursuing a plan, a conspiracy. And this is called the mystery of iniquity, the end of which I just told you, the manifestation of his son of perdition, of his man of sin, of his man of lawlessness, who is the Antichrist, and the man-beast of Revelation 13, Revelation 17. Well, part of this mystery of iniquity in the Jesuit rule of the world is to put the world under a common calendar. This common calendar is called the Gregorian calendar. I read to you from a book titled A House of Bread. The Jesuits celebrate 70 years in Wernersville, Pennsylvania, as illustrated history by Kathy Miller Skogna. And this book was published in, 2000. Published in the year of 2000 by Kathy Miller Skogna, S-C-O-G-N-A. And it's a very picturesque book. It's large. It's about 12 inches high and about 10 inches wide, full of most excellent historical pictures of the Jesuit order and their time at this novitiate called the St. Isaac's Jacques. St. Isaac's Jacques novitiate here in Pennsylvania in Wernersville. So, it's a tremendous book. I recommend you get it. On page 35, The author tells us of the Jesuits who founded, the particular Jesuit who founded and created the Gregorian calendar. On page 34 we read, Julian and Gregorian calendars, Jesuits and their education methods, have produced some of the most inquisitive minds in mathematics and science. One such Jesuit was Christopher Clavius, C-L-A-V-I-U-S, 1538 to 1612, a physicist and geometer admired by Kepler, well, the Jesuits controlled Kepler, and Galileo. The Jesuits controlled Galileo. They made a martyr out of him, creating sympathy that the Earth was a globe, when the Jesuits knew absolutely the Earth was a plane and is a plane. Admired by Kepler and Galileo, who is responsible for the Gregorian calendar in use today? So this Jesuit, Christopher Clavius, is responsible for the Gregorian calendar in use today. Those familiar with deed research in the United States often see double dates, quote-unquote, reported as 1571/2, quote-unquote. This is not an error. It shows the changeover from the Julian to the Gregorian calendar. The Julian calendar was decreed by Julius Caesar in 43 BC, with the first day of the year being March 25th, written as 1-1. Now, any sane individual would want to have the beginning of the new year with spring, and this is about the time spring begins, with the spring equinox being, March 21st, thereabouts. When things are coming back to life, the trees are getting their leaves, the birds are chirping and building their nests and reproducing, and, you know, it's a sign of life. Only a crazy infidel would start a new year in the dead of winter, on January 1st. As I said, it would take somebody that was an infidel, demon-possessed, evil, working for Satan, to move the new year from March 25th, or thereabouts, to January 1st in the dead of winter, when all the trees look dead, they've lost their leaves. It's a time of darkness. You have the winter equinox, where you have the shortest day of the year, the least amount of the sun. And for these guys to then change the new year to January 1st was very evil in serving their master, Satan. And the guy that's responsible, again, is Christopher Clavius, the author of the Gregorian calendar. Continuing on with Kathy Scogna's work, page 35. The Julian calendar was decreed by Julius Caesar in 43 BC, with the first day of the year being March 25th, written as 1-1. But the yearly calculations were off by a few seconds. Over the centuries, those seconds added up until the calendar was no longer in sync with the seasons. Okay, a few seconds for what? Every year? 10 years was 20 seconds? 100 years would be, what, 2,000 seconds? Something like that? So, it's really nothing. But the Jesuits wanted a reason to start the new year in about the time that their Christmas feast would be taking place, or shortly thereafter. Remember, Christmas, Christ Mass, is pagan. It arrives in Babylon in the days of Semiramis, Nimrod, and Tammuz. It's a pagan winter solstice festival. It has nothing to do with Jesus Christ of the Bible, has nothing to do with that Hebrew Messiah, very God, very man, of Genesis 9, 6, and 7. He was born in the spring when the shepherds were out tending their flocks and it was warm at night. Young says he was born in the April of the Young's Concordance, but regardless, he wasn't born at the time of December 25th in the dead of winter. But the Jesuits, those pagans, those Druids, those wicked sinners, in celebrating their merry mass of Christ, the Christ of Romanism and not the Christ of the Bible, they wanted December 25th to be the big day and for all nations to celebrate December 25th. And to do that, they're going to have to change the new year from March 25th to January 1st. And hence, this is the justification for the pagan Gregorian calendar that we're all under today. Going on? But the early calculations were off by a few seconds. Over the centuries, those seconds added up until the calendar was no longer in sync with the seasons. Festival days were created and not counted to take up the slack, but it would not allow for an orderly and predictable timetable of future Easters, the most important holy day for Christmas. And so they were concerned about Easter, the pagan celebration of Easter, in conjunction with the pagan celebration of Christmas. And for a full disclosure on the paganisms of Easter and Christmas, you must get the book The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. Those are probably the best work on those two festivals, those two pagan festivals ever written. And so, continuing. To correct the situation, Pope Gregory XIII built the Tower of the Winds and the first Vatican Observatory, by the way, which the Jesuits have always run, for astronomical calculations. He put Father Clavius in charge with a team of Jesuits. In 1582, with an 800-page report from Clavius, Pope Gregory corrected the few seconds situation, quote-unquote, but only Catholic countries followed suit. Protestant countries were not willing to accept anything decreed by a pope. Amen. And throughout Europe, windows of Jesuit houses were broken in anger. Why, of course, because the Jesuits were seen as a military order for the destruction of the Protestant Reformation and Western civilization, with freedom of conscience, speech, and press born out of that. The Jesuits want to restore the Dark Ages where there's no freedom of conscience, speech, and press. That's what they're doing here in America with this woke doctrine and kicking you off YouTube because you might say something they don't like. So, it's in 1582 that the Catholic countries take up this Jesuit calendar. 1582 is the very year the Jesuits put out their Douay, Rheims Douay version of the English Bible, the New Testament at least, in 1582, seeking to overthrow the Geneva Bible that had been in place for several years, translated in that first free republic of Europe known as the Republic of Geneva, of which John Calvin was the leader, thank God. So, the Jesuits were busy trying to make their Rheims Douay English Bible the Bible for the English-speaking peoples. And they're doing their best to change dates and times from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. And so we need to reread now in this last paragraph on Kathy Skugna's work, page 35. 200 years later, in 1751, the British Parliament officially adopted a new style calendar for all public and private transactions. It was implemented in the colonies on the first day of 1752, written as January the 1st, with names of months used instead of numbers. And most of these names of months are pagan Roman names, like July after Julius Caesar. The day following September 2nd was September 14th. Use of the double dates, quote-unquote, can be found in all legal documents, land grants and sales, wills, indentures, and bills of sale from the 1730s into the 1750s. End quote. Now here I want you to see that here is the greatest, the mightiest white Protestant nation and empire in history taking their King James Bible to the ends of the earth, and God blessing those merely 5 million people in England for bringing his word to many, many countries and then translating it in those, the languages of those countries. It would have a commerce second to none. But the king here at this time in 1751-52 is going to be King George II. And King George II will be Jesuit controlled or Jesuit advised secretly. He will be the father of King George III, who will be openly Jesuit controlled, and of whom we American Protestants and Baptists, Calvinists, would have to fight during an 8-year revolutionary war, which we should have never won. However, God in his providence gave us the victory. And the Jesuits using King George III didn't conquer us. Well, his father, King George II, is the one who brought on the Gregorian calendar in the Protestant, white Protestant, and Calvinistic British Empire. So when the Jesuits had used King George II to impose their Gregorian calendar, and the British Protestants would depart from the Julian calendar, that was the beginning of the conquering of the British Empire and its use for the Pope in reducing nations of the world to the temporal power of the Pope of Rome through the King and Parliament of Great Britain. So that's 1751, 1752. Now let's go on and take a look at a few other things. By 1582, let's just say by 1600, the Jesuits will have Catholic Europe under the Gregorian calendar. It will have Protestant Great Britain and the Empire under the Gregorian calendar. And it would now be able to set out to conquer the world using his historic white Protestant empire of Great Britain. We see in 1753, the great Lutheran nation of Sweden, led by King Gustavus Adolphus, in the 1600s during the 30 Years' War, would save the Reformation in Germany. And Adolphus was killed at Lützen, the Battle of Lützen. So the Jesuits knew they had to conquer white Lutheran Sweden. And so one of the first things they did was, is they would impose the Gregorian calendar in white Protestant Lutheran Sweden in 1753. That's a year later after the British Empire had accepted it. So now we have a northern Scandinavian Protestant nation adopting the Gregorian calendar and a western Saxon, Celtic, Anglo nation, Great Britain, establishing the Gregorian Empire in 1752. But the Jesuits are not content because they are continually out to restore the Dark Ages and the destruction of the Reformation, which means primarily white nations that are Protestant and English-speaking, German-speaking, Dutch-speaking, to reduce them to the temporal power of the Pope of Rome in the restoration of the Dark Ages. And so the Jesuits will continue on. In 1699, the Jesuits had imposed their Gregorian calendar in the Protestant German states. And that includes Lutheran Prussia. In 1699, so we have that must be 1799. I must have misread that. Because the implementation of the implementation of the Gregorian calendar is 1582. In 1699, they're going to implement it in the Protestant German states, in the Lutheran states. And then later on, a little 100 years later or so, 150 years later, they're going to implement it in Great Britain. And then they're going to implement it the year after in Sweden. So it's a constant attack. It's a constant attack for the implementation of the Gregorian calendar. So 1582, the Catholic states of Europe. Then we have 1699, the Protestant German states, the Lutheran states, including Prussia. Then we have 1751 in the British Empire, and in 1752, they would implement the Gregorian calendar in the colonies, in the American colonies. So we Americans have never had a Julian calendar. We've lived under the darkness of the Gregorian calendar since the very beginning, at least the beginning of our, shortly before a revolution, some 20 years before. So, here we have all these historic white Protestant nations now having adopted the Gregorian calendar. Because the Jesuits want to have all things common. They want to have all things common with Catholics and Protestants so we can reunite the Protestants and bring them back to Holy Mother Church. Why, let's just implement a calendar for them too, like we have our Catholic people under. But this continues on. And in 1873, the Jesuits, after they had overthrown the Shogun of Japan in 1868, they would implement in 1873 the Gregorian calendar in Japan. And the Emperor of Japan at that time was totally controlled by the Jesuits. You can see him portrayed in Tom Cruise's movie, The Last Samurai. He becomes a boy emperor. And he will reign over Japan for some 40 or 50 years, and he is Emperor Meiji. Emperor Meiji will be the one the Jesuits use to start building the Empire of Japan. Emperor Meiji will be a member of the British Secret Society, the Royal Order of the Garter, I believe. Or Knight of the British Empire. But he's going to be exalted by the Jesuits running Great Britain to make him a knight in Japan, as he would be the builder of the Japanese Empire that would ultimately be used in World War I, World War II for the destruction of Protestantism out of Japan and China, and would hoard all the gold in the Far East and bury this gold in their treasure troves in the Philippines. You need to read a book called Gold Warriors by Sterling and Peggy Seagrave. Get it, read it. 175 treasure troves. The Japanese confiscated all the gold out of the Far East, put it in the Philippines. It's now in the hands of the CIA and the Pope's international intelligence community. But this Japanese empire started by Emperor Meiji. Emperor Meiji was the boy emperor. And he would be used by the Jesuits to ultimately destroy the samurai out of Japan. And it ultimately, that's after the Tokugawa shogunate would be destroyed in 1868. 5 years later, 1873, Japan adopts the Jesuit order's wicked and sinful Gregorian calendar. This is the beginning of the end for Jesuit, for the Far East nations having their own emperors and own people, own cultures, own calendars, own languages. This would be the beginning of the end when the Jesuits would finally take Japan after they had been expelled from Japan for nearly 200 years. Re-entering in there by 1853, 1854, and by 1873, established the Gregorian calendar with no more shogun to protect the emperor. Continuing on. The Jesuits would incite the Boxer Rebellion in China, having arisen over legitimate grievances over the white foreign devils having done their best to demoralize the Chinese people, particularly the British with their opium trades. There's two opium wars, turning the Chinese people into opium addicts. Similar, kind of what's done right now here in America, bringing all the cocaine and crack cocaine and heroin and you name it, to turn the nation into a bunch of dope addicts in preparation for a revolution, change of government, and more tyranny. They already done this in China over 100 years ago. Now they're doing it here in America. Same plan of attack, just different people at a different time. So as a result of the opium wars and the demoralization of the Chinese people, which was a righteous grievance of the Chinese men, the Boxer Rebellion was started, but the leaders were controlled by the Jesuits, so the Boxers would lose. And when they lost, the Boxer Rebellion in like about 1900, 1901, that paved the way for the ultimate overthrow of the Manchus, because the Qing Dynasty, the ancient Qing Dynasty from 1636 to 1912, was run by the Manchus. And the Manchus are responsible for expelling the Jesuits out of China in around 1774, thereabouts. And they would remain expelled until 1841, 1842, thereabouts. And so now, it's payback for the Manchus. You're going to kick us out of your country? We're going to end your dynasty, and we're going to put your people through hell. We'll use our British opium trade to get them all doped up. And one thing after another to weaken the Chinese people so they'll be ready for a change and the exit of their emperor. And so that will happen. The last Chinese Manchu emperor was in 1912. And the one who was used to overthrow him was the great forerunner of communism himself, Sun Yat-sen. Sun Yat-sen was a commie, okay? And so Sun Yat-sen was the one used to overthrow the last Manchu emperor, 1912. And a coincidence happens here. Yes, a coincidence. What's that? It's the implementation of the Gregorian calendar the very year the Manchus are overthrown by Jesuit-controlled Sun Yat-sen, 1912. China adopts a Gregorian calendar in 1912. Do you see how the adoption of the calendar runs parallel to the political upheavals that are taking place caused by the Jesuits? 1912, China gets the Gregorian calendar, and then there's a series of leaders ultimately in 1949. Mao Zedong, heavy on the dung, comes to power. Thanks to the American State Department putting him there and making sure they block Chiang Kai-shek so he cannot invade from Taiwan and stop the communist revolution. So the Sixth Fleet blocks the South China Sea there so that Chiang cannot invade China and stop the Chinese revolution. So the same Jesuits running Washington since no later than the assassination of Lincoln, and absolutely since March 9, 1933, with the imposition of military government. 1949, they used the American government there with Dirty Harry Truman, 33rd degree Harry Truman, to aid in his Masonic brother, Mao Zedong, to put him in power over China, overseen by the Jesuit order. And everything Mao did and all of his terrible, awful things that he imposed. Remember, Mao Zedong was the greatest mass murderer of the 20th century. First is Mao, then is Stalin, then there's Stalin, and then there's Hitler. Hitler's third. And yet all you ever hear on Jesuit Hollywood is Hitler, 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 and not a word of Mao and not a word of Stalin. So, we see, 1912, China gets the Gregorian calendar. And when Mao takes power in 1949, he keeps it. He keeps the Gregorian calendar. Because he's Jesuit-controlled, too. We have now the same sort of upheaval in Russia. We're going to have the Black Hundreds. We're going to have a revolution in Russia in the early 1900s, 1905, thereabouts. But it's going to culminate in the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, pardon me, that the Jesuits will blame the Jews for. The Jesuits will blame the Jews for the Bolshevik Revolution, and the word Bolshevik will become synonymous with the word Jew. And to make sure that happens, the Jesuits will have authored the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion and attribute that to the Jews, which would result in the overthrow of Orthodox Russia led by Nicholas II. in 1917, 1918 thereabouts. And as a result, because Nicholas II too is Jesuit controlled, he's a Russian Knight of Malta. The Jesuits controlling both sides. Remember this. And so, in 1918, with the success of the Bolshevik Revolution, they're going to have their civil war for some 5 years, 1918 to 1922, where they're going to eliminate all their enemies of the Jesuits and the Orthodox Church and Orthodox leaders. They're going to make sure Warren Harding gives aid to the Bolsheviks and gives much lesser aid to the White Russians, who should have been supported. And so in 1918, the Jesuits running Lenin, the one-quarter Jew or thereabouts, so we can attribute the Bolshevik Revolution to the Jews. You got Leon Trotsky there, who can build the Red Army. Oh, it's all Jew, Jew, Jew. And so in 1918, they're going to adopt the Gregorian calendar of the Jesuit order, and 4 years later, the Bolshevik government of Russia is going to allow the readmittance of the Jesuits into Russia, since they had been expelled from 1820 by the great and good and godly Alexander I, whom they later poisoned in 1825. So the Jesuits are formally restored to Russia in 1922. The Russian Bolshevik government imposes the Jesuit Gregorian calendar in 1918. And I want you to see, dear listener, that the Jesuits have controlled communism in China and communism in Russia from the get-go. And that is why this communist government in Washington, which is an emergency war powers military government, started by the great communist himself, Franklin Damnable Roosevelt, overseen by Jesuit Edmund A. Walsh from Georgetown University. This is why Washington is busy always building Red China and Red Russia. It's not the Russian Federation. It's still communist Russia today, as it always was. That Vlasnov perestroika is a farce. Communism did not end in Russia. And the Chinese and the Russian communists work together and have always worked together, and they've never been really true enemies. That's only for Western consumption, that lie. Promoted by the Jesuit press to keep us all brainwashed with false hope. So, in conclusion to this shorter broadcast today, I want to impress upon you that the Jesuit Gregorian calendar, which starts the new year in the dead of winter on January 1st, is an evil, satanic calendar facilitated by the Mary Mass of Christ and later Easter, which are both pagan feasts that no Christian should ever celebrate. They're pagan feasts. The Puritans never celebrated them. And so, in conclusion, our practical application is we should not adhere to the Jesuit Gregorian calendar. I wish people a Happy New Year on March 21st, March 25th, thereabouts. Happy New Year. Someone wishes me Happy New Year for this on today. I say, well, thank you very much. I hope you have a Happy New Year, too. But I do not promote it myself. The better thing is to say, well, Happy Julian calendar New Year and coming up in March. Don't lose sight of that. And just remember, Satan's mystery of iniquity, brought about by his greatest servants of all, the Society of Jesus, has imposed on us, white Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, and Baptist Calvinists here in North America, this damnable, diabolical, wicked, and sinful Gregorian calendar that we should utterly repudiate. And when I go to establish my new nation somewhere here in North America for white Protestants and white Baptists that are Calvinistic and racial Jews may live among us if they wish, that we might have the blessing of the Abrahamic covenant, we will have no Gregorian calendar. We will have the old Julian calendar, and that's how we're going to have our dates. So may we repent, confess our sin, have nothing more to do with the Gregorian calendar. And you old calendar Orthodox people, you need to do the same thing. Have nothing more with your new old calendar. Just go right back to the Julian calendar, where we all ought to be, which is an antithesis to the papacy that great font of evil and wickedness and the throne of the devil here on earth in Rome, with his right-hand man, his Praetorian Guard, called the Society of Jesus. And may we stand against it, trust God for deliverance, as our forefathers did many years ago. So until the next time we meet, when I deal with the issue of Gaza and how this topic of the Jesuits controlling both sides is extremely relevant in the Gaza war right now, you will know that you have learned somewhat of this controlling both sides of the Hegelian dialectic in the implementation of the Gregorian calendar and what the Jesuits had to do to control both sides of the conflict to implement it in Great Britain, in Japan, in China, and Russia. So until next time, Lord bless.